Larry Birkhead's appeal, or excuse me, Howard K. Stern's appeal got shot down, so we should find out this week whether Larry Birkhead is the father.
Yay!
Yeah. Thank God. Baby daddy drama winding down.
What are we going to do?
Special episode
with
of Maury. What are we going to do with ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't know. Talk about something a little bit more worthwhile. Oh. Be done with this crap.
Oh. Sounds much fun.
Yeah. There are only so many baby daddy, Howard K. Stern, Larry Birkhead, Anna Nicole corpse jokes you can make. And I think I've reached that point.
Oh, wow.
You know, unless some kind of giant twist happens and we find out someone else is the father, then, you know, maybe it's Darth Vader. I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
So there's rumors going around that the other Idol contestants backstage are a little bit annoyed with Sanjaya still being on the show. They like Sanjaya as a person. They think he's a cool guy. But they think he blows so hard he should be off immediately. And that's the thing. What about, is Phil Stacey still on the show? Or did he get voted off? Okay, him. Who else sucks? There are several people who are no good.
I don't remember.
Haley's gone now?
No.
No, okay, Haley's still around. She kind of sucks.
She's in the bottom two.
So, you know, lay off. There are people who are maybe just slightly better than him. Who cares? Deal with it. Every year, it's a fact of life. The youngest kid stays on way too long. Blame America. And they do. No, I guess they're annoyed with VoteForTheWorst.com. They think that somehow that many people are using that as inspiration to vote for Sanjaya, but I don't think so.
No.
In the universe that is American Idol, VoteForTheWorst.com doesn't quite reach it. I think it's the kids that are sitting there redialing, actually wanting to keep the kid on. I didn't want to mention this because I think sometimes I even wonder if she calls somebody up and says, hey, you mind if we start a feud? I think it'd be good for both of our shows. Rosie O'Donnell now feuding with Bill O'Reilly. He called her an imbecile, and then she went off on him yesterday. So, yeah, she's an imbecile and dumb, basically. That's the phone ringing. It's Donald. You forgot to mention her fatness. Yeah, you're forgetting that? And her ugliness. Have you seen her face? Okay, just making sure. Britney Spears took in a Laker game this weekend.
Oh.
And the highlight of the game was when Kobe Bryant dunked right between her legs.